The 1970s were filled with horror stories of toddlers eating lead paint chips. It was pretty serious stuff. Children became mentally retarded or even died from it. You don't read those stories much anymore, but for Chicago Lead Inspector Earl Coleman, lead paint's still a daily reality. Today he's at this house because a child here tested high for lead. It's a high-priority inspection. There are 11 children living here. And that's not all.
This particular stop is also a daycare, so we also get, like, you know, extra benefits to the fact that it's not just a child in the house. All those that come here and get service, all of them will benefit from this particular inspection.
Coleman sets up his lead detector, and then he starts in a children's room. It's decorated with Disney knickknacks and pink paint. As he checks the walls, he explains lead chips aren't the only danger.
What happens is with lead, once it begins to deteriorate, it creates dust. And from that moment on, dust then is spread very easily.
This invisible dust gets on furniture, clothes, and toys. And to a kid, any of these is fair game for chewing. Coleman eyes the window nearby. If it's got lead paint, opening or closing it could spread toxic dust. Two grade school girls comb their doll's hair while sitting just below the window. Coleman leans over them to get a reading.
You know, if a child's been cooped up in the house all day long and they want to know what's going on outside, you know, the best place to look is through the window. So you touch the window, you sit in the window, and yes, we have lead here.
A minute ago, this was just a play area. But with this simple test, the girls now are playing under an official lead hazard. Ingesting dust could be as easy as forgetting to wash their hands before lunch. The other windows test positive, too. Luckily, the homeowner qualifies for a free program to replace the windows. But programs like that don't reach everybody. That's why the EPA wants home contractors to get training before they repair older homes. Coleman supports the idea. He says if just opening a window creates a threat, think of what sanding one could do. One time he was called to a building that had just been totally rehabbed.
It was ready for show. Anybody that walked through the place saw this place is beautiful, but he had so much dust still there that there was a fine film in that place, and the kid got sick because there was still lead dust all over everything.
He says the contractor had a great reputation, but just didn't know any better. Coleman says that's pretty common. But some rehab industry reps say the rules aren't needed. Vince Butler is with the National Association of Home Builders. The group also represents home rehabbers. Butler worries contractors will have trouble paying for mandatory training. He says those training costs will be passed on to consumers, and that'll mean higher prices.
The concern is that you get frustrated and decide, well, heck, I'll just do it myself and do the best I can. Or you hire somebody that comes in there and God forbid, starts sanding things and burning things to get rid of that paint. And makes the problem much worse than it had a professional come in and employed what we know to be safe work practices.
Butler says unprofessional repairs could leave even more lead dust around. But the EPA doubts that. It says homeowners will still hire professionals because repair prices won't rise much. Meanwhile, advocates support the rules. Anita Weinberg heads a group called Lead Safe Illinois. She says children's health shouldn't be left to the rehab industry's voluntary training. When Weinberg makes that point to politicians, she often gets frustrated. Just like everyone else, politicians feel the problem's ancient history.
When we go and talk to the legislators, they often wind up saying, I thought the problem was solved. And in fact, the problem is that lead doesn't disappear.
And Weinberg says even the EPA's been slow to fight the problem. Congress asked for these new rules for rehab contractors 13 years ago. The EPA will hear comments on the home repair rules over the next few months. In the meantime, Weinberg and other advocates will push to keep the strongest provisions. They'll also ask the EPA to improve follow-up testing. That way, homeowners can be sure no lead dust was left behind after a rehab. Weinberg's not sure whether to be heartened by the EPA's proposal.
It's not depressing in that we really know what we should be doing about it and can make those efforts. It is depressing that we're not yet doing it sufficiently.
That's even after decades worth of research showing lead poisons children. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.